Grace, mercy, and peace be with you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today's text is our gospel lesson and this very important parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?" He said to them, "An enemy has done this." So the servant said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he said, "No, lest in gathering the weeds you root up the wheat along with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time I will tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first, and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Then he left the crowds and went into the house. So far the text. Dear friends in Christ, it's easy for me to kind of have an attitude about life when things kind of go bad, where I seek the least common denominator, right? I say stuff like, "Well, this might be the case, but at least this isn't a problem," or I look forward to something. "Well, this is horrible, but at least I have this to look forward to." And sometimes, well, it's kind of a negative way to be positive, and yet there's oftentimes we will react to this parable in that way. And we shouldn't. It's a very important parable because it shows us an image of not just the kingdom, but an image of the king, God, in a way that we're not often used to seeing him. So we look, it's a very simple parable. A guy sows wheat in his field, and an enemy comes and sows weeds. The type of weeds this would be 2,000 years ago in Palestine, it's called darnel. And when they grow together, darnel looks exactly like wheat. So the people who heard this parable would understand why he would possibly wait, because there's no telling what is what. It's not until harvest time that the heads of grain on the wheat will cause the grain to kind of bend a little bit while the darnel stands straight up. And so they say, "What do you want us to do? Should we tear out the weeds?" He says, "No. Let them both grow together. Let them both grow together, and then at the end, we will separate them. The weeds will be burnt. The wheat will be preserved." Now, it seems like a simple parable, and yet the disciples say, "Hey, can you explain it to us?" And it's great, because this is one of the few times Jesus says, "Okay, I'll tell you exactly what the parable means." I mean, he just goes point by point by point. So he says that the Son of Man is the one who sows. The enemy is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, the reapers are the angels, and the wheat are God's children, the weeds are Satan's children. Very clear. The early church, though, had other ideas. The early Christian church fathers thought that the field here referred to the church. So in other words, these are the people in the church. You don't know who's saved and who's not saved. Well, Jesus makes it abundantly clear that the field is the world. And that's the way the Jews listening to him would have understood it. The Jews would have understood the parable, understood the situation, and understood the outcome. Now, when we look at this, I looked at many commentaries. I wrote down a few notes I got from some of these commentaries on this text. When I read the more modern, kind of progressive commentaries, not one of them liked this parable at all. Even though Jesus gave it, you know, they didn't like it. The first reason they didn't like it is because it's way too judgmental, you know, saying some are evil and some are good, right? We shouldn't be judgmental like that. The second reason was they said, "Well, look, this is kind of focusing on individual sin. We shouldn't do that. We should focus on society sins, right? The sins of racism or injustice or things like that." The third one, which I thought was really interesting, completely false but interesting, saying that he let the weeds and the wheat grow together because they support each other in growth. All right, number one, Jesus talks about good and evil and judgment of good and evil because guess what? It's the truth. There is good and evil, and there's going to be judgment for that. Secondly, with the societal thing, yeah, is there societal sin? Yes, of course there is. You know why? Because there's people in society. And people sin. Sin is an individual problem. by far more than societal. And I mean, finally, to say that you know, wheat and weeds grow together in some kind of symbiotic relationship. I mean, who has a garden? Don't you weed things? They don't work together. They don't help each other out, all right? None of those things are true. So the big question we got to ask ourselves in this text is, why does he let the weeds grow with the wheat? And the answer is in this text, in this parable. It's an answer that shows us a lot about who God is and isn't, and a lot about who we are and aren't. Number one, God is not the one who sowed the weeds. That was Satan. God is the one who allows them to grow together. And there's a very beautiful reason why that is. Because God is patient, God is kind, and God is loving. And he wants all man to be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved his chosen, for God so loved the world. And so by letting them grow together, he's doing that not just for the sake of the wheat, obviously, he's doing it for the sake of the weeds. Number three, there is a judgment coming. Very important. But we are not the judges. We are in no position to make any judgment on anybody in this world about whether they're going to heaven or hell. We are not in that position. God never asks our opinion. One of the worst things you could ever say to anybody is, go to hell. You should never wish that on anybody. And nobody has ever asked our opinion on that, certainly not God. So we are not the judge. But the good news is we are the wheat. Now, in case you're worried about that, okay, because when that comes up, we read parables like this. I mean, my first thought is always, am I the wheat or am I the weeds? I seem to be a little weedy, more than weedy, right? So how can that, you know, that causes a lot of fear, a lot of disturbance. It troubles our hearts. The disciples would experience that as well. On Monday, Thursday. It started off to being a really good day, right? I mean, they were going to celebrate the Passover. And then everybody's embarrassed because Jesus has to wash everybody's feet. And then Jesus, throughout the whole meal, is talking about being arrested and killed, saying they're not going to help him, they're going to betray him, they're going to deny him three times. So everybody's just, you know, just low at this point. So Jesus, prior to being arrested, tries to cheer him up a little. And he says, don't let your hearts be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would not have told you. And if it is so, I go to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you also may be. And then he says, and you know the way. And Thomas says, we don't know the way. And what does Jesus say? I am the way. And I am the truth. And I am the life. He doesn't say, don't let your hearts be troubled, and he doesn't say, the way is how obedient you're going to be in the next couple days, Good Friday and following. He says, I'm the way. This is how the disciples, even they were very wheat or weed-like, could have confidence throughout their life because they knew it didn't depend on them. They knew it depended on him. That's why they were wheat. Now, it's simple at this point to just go to the lowest common denominator attitude towards this text in our lives. And we could look at this text and say, well, great. No matter how bad things, at least I know I'm going to heaven. I can't tell you how many times I've said that. All right? No matter how bad things get, doesn't matter, I'm still going to heaven. And that certainly is true. But that's not the point. That's not the point of this parable. The point of the parable is, why did God allow the wheat, us, to remain growing with the weeds? It's because we are sons and daughters of God. And we have been planted in this field by the Son so that we might reach out to those who are weeds. The only way you can really have meaning in this life is to know how it's going to end. And we know that. It's a glorious ending. We know that. We look forward to that all the time. But that's not the end of the story. That meaning of our life should bring greater meaning in our life as we find people in our lives who don't know the peace that we experience today. They don't know what it feels like to be forgiven. I mean, Think how many people in this world have never said, I forgive you, or have never received, you're forgiven. There's a lot of people. It's getting more and more every day. We know that. Every Sunday we hear that. They don't know the peace, the joy of knowing that they have a future that is assured because it's assured and based on Jesus Christ. That's why they grow with us, so that we can reach them and we can shine some of the light on Jesus Christ on them. In his name, amen.